Listen to this news. Kenya's Scrap Metal Council automates permit applications to refine industry. The Kenya Scrap Metal Council, SMC, has declared in a statement on Tuesday that the registered scrap metal dealers in Kenya are required to submit all applications to apply for import and export permits through the Trade Facilitation Platform, TFP, from March 15. The shift to online permit applications is anticipated to streamline operations within the scrap metal industry while also strengthening compliance and regulatory oversight. SMC stated that all applications must be processed through the Trade Facilitation Platform, an automated system designed to improve efficiency in the scrap metal sector. The Scrap Metal Council, in collaboration with the Kenya Trade Network Agency, KenTrade, notified all stakeholders about the automation of import and export processes for scrap metal consignments. Additionally, the council mentioned that it will offer refresher training on the new automated process and clearance protocols for dealers upon request. The proposal aligns with the Scrap Metal Council Act of 2015 and its related regulations, ensuring that all dealers are registered and licensed before applying for permits. The SMC highlighted that automation will assist in curbing illegal activities within the sector while facilitating smoother trade operations. Kenya exports around 13,000 tons of scrap metal each year, significantly contributing to the nation's economy. In May 2024, the Scrap Metal Council halted the renewal and issuance of export licenses due to a surge in vandalism targeting vital national infrastructure. In December, Scrap Metal Council Chairperson Francis Mugo noted that strict regulations had curbed vandalism and illegal exports. He emphasized that tackling smuggling stabilized scrap metal supplies for local steel production, boosting industrial output, job creation, and economic growth. Concerns have arisen within the industry about the government's plan to merge over 40 state corporations, including the Scrap Metal Council. Industry stakeholders strongly oppose the plan, fearing it could undo progress in fighting illegal trade. Evans Njenga, chairman of the Scrap Metal Dealers Association, called on the government to preserve the council's independence. IMEX sector, Brazil seeks higher sugar export quota to U.S. during trade negotiations.